two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 56 degrees.
So far, no delays on our freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced 8 new temples that will be built around the world, including one here in Utah.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mark Juke, who has more on the 8 locations.
Syracuse, Utah, Tallahassee, Florida, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Argentina, the Congo, Nigeria, Dubai, and Shanghai, China were named as sites for new temples by Church President Russell M. Nelson during this weekend's general conference. The Syracuse Temple will be Utah's 24th. The temple in Dubai will be the first to be built in the Middle East.
During this weekend's conference, that 95% of the church's existing temples have been dedicated during President Nelson's lifetime.
Mary Richards, surprise and tears of joy in the cities getting a new temple. The Deseret News reached out to members in Syracuse, Utah, who say they never thought they'd get a temple because Layton is getting one nearby. Pittsburgh Saints as well say a temple will be such a blessing for that part of the state. It's the second temple in Pennsylvania, and again, Syracuse the 24th for Utah. Since 2017, the church has announced 6 other temples in Utah, and President Nelson has announced 43 overall for around the world since becoming president of the church. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Church President Russell M. Nelson also calling on people worldwide to fast again for relief from COVID-19.
I invite all, including those not of our faith, to fast and pray on Good Friday, April 10th, that the present pandemic may be controlled, caregivers protected, the economy strengthened, and life normalized.
President Nelson also previously called for a day of fasting for relief from the pandemic late last month.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. There's a very slight chance of some scattered showers today and maybe even a few here and there tomorrow, but
get set for some warmer and super springtime weather. If you want temperatures to be near 70 and sunshine, you get your wish. Starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday, some sunny and warm weather is coming our way. So at least an opportunity to get outside and maybe take up a little gardening.
Grant says by Easter Sunday, though, another storm moves in, dropping our temperatures and giving us a chance for some showers.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, as of this morning, Utah has more than 1,600 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 124 people are in the hospital. The Division of Emergency Management says our hospitals are okay right now. They are not overwhelmed. 8 people have died, and we expect to get another update around lunchtime today.
The Surgeon General issues a warning to all Americans. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Surgeon General Jerome Adams warns the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is coming as soon as this week, telling Fox News,
"This is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, only it's not going to be localized. It's going to be happening all over the country."
Deaths from COVID-19 now surpassing 10,000 in the U.S. The Pentagon ordering all military to cover their faces. Anyone going on base or any military property must do the same. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells ABC News they're not handing out surgical-style masks.
No, we are going to move toward face coverings.
He says homemade masks or scarves will do. The New York Times reports the captain of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt test positive for coronavirus. Captain Brett Crozier began showing symptoms just as the Navy relieved him of duties. He was ousted for publicizing his request to remove the crew from the carrier over a coronavirus outbreak. The crew is now ashore in Guam. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Wisconsin goes on with tomorrow's primary election as scheduled after a federal judge refused to move it to mail-in only. State Senator Tim Carpenter fears coronavirus will spread.
A lot of people potentially could be hurt and could die from this.
The majority Republican legislature refused to change the election in a special session. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyon, KSL News Radio.